Greetings, everyone. My name is Leisha Epperson, and this is the third chapter, session one, Loss and Liberation. Here we encounter the space between, on our way from this to that. We undoubtedly leave something behind. In the space between, we feel as if we've lost our footing. There is uncertainty and unknowing, a sense of destabilization. This in-between space is one of transition and translation as we pause to reflect, mark the time, as it were, as one of self-inquiry and rich meaning-making. It is full of the up and down, the joyful and solemn, the delightful and somber. It can be scary, the remaking of a life. And there is grief, but not the grief of the hopeless. This is the unclenching of the hand, the end, bless God, of grasping. This is loss as release, as we take the first steps towards something, the trying on even of something new, something that could not have happened, not even a moment sooner, not one moment sooner. But it's the challenge of transition, this time of in what Lightfoot calls the neutral zone. It's where we process the connections and threads, considering what will be repurposed for this new chapter and what will be absolutely discarded. There is no way around the emotional demand of loss. There just is no way out of it, only through. And here we learn to appreciate that sense of limbo. Maybe the land of maybe becomes our friend. And I have to be completely honest, I have hated the murky middle ground. Give me yes or give me no. I've hated that sense of unknowing. But in this season, I feel the questions as possibilities. That's how I'm experiencing them. And so maybe has become a resting space for continued reflection, a place for the pause, a place for a little stillness. In the middle, we combine our experiences into a greater, more powerful whole and continue the perpetual series of necessary negotiations that help us find peace. Land, as I like to say. We take steps toward liberation when we build upon what we've already gained. What we already know, what we've already learned, even what we've already lost. We're free when we realize we don't always have to choose. Sometimes we can land in the space of both and more. Oh, I love that. I love that. To be free, we must consider our individual stories, the culture, the history, circumstances, the circumstances that have impacted your journey, my journey. What happened to you? What of choice and chance? It must be considered. So this is a time of cocooning. And we can be confident that we will reemerge. We can be confident of our reemergence. We emerge from the cocoon, that time of gestation and silence and quiet, and that time of building and growing, and we are ready. We are getting, we're preparing to build the cathedral. In Lightfoot's book, one of the people she interviews talks about that time of reemerging, and she talks about how she emerged when it was time to build the cathedral. It's such a beautiful metaphor to think of the solidity of a cathedral, the beauty, the majesty. But this is work that is slow and deep, not far or fast. And we have to reckon with that, with our sense or our desire for the quick, the easy. This is the work of a lifetime, and limbo is part of it. The road from this to that is complicated. It's risky. It's anxious making. And yet, if we can find our way in this space, find comfort in that unknowing, make our way through the neutral zone, well, if we do that, and when we do that, we'll know the taste of freedom. So just silence for today. Being in the middle sometimes requires stillness, and we can practice that. So wherever you are, find that comfortable seat, or if you're standing or walking, just find that moment where you can go inward for just 3 minutes of silence.
As you slowly return from this small place or space of silence and retreat, I've got a few questions for you. And these questions will be a little homework and also serve as our prayer, because I think questions can be prayerful. And so here are our questions for today. Are you feeling stuck? Is the middle frightening you? What feels important about acknowledging this phase? None of us can stay in the neutral zone forever. So, can you imagine the path forward? However small the change, however small the next step forward, what might that look like for you? Amen. You can find more recordings and encouragement for your faith and wellness journey at leishaepperson.com.